Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Keep on dying.
Welcome to The Real News on this Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. Got a lot of guests today, very important subjects to talk about. We got North Korea stepping up the ante. They have flown a missile over Japan, as the Washington Post reports. It said escalating tensions and prompting an angry response from Tokyo. And I would also add President Trump, and we'll talk about those responses. We'll talk about what that really means and what that could portend for both Japan and for the United States, because we know that North Korea has technological limitations at the point that they're currently working on. However, being able to fly a missile over a country and being able to detonate even a small nuclear bomb can cause massive havoc with an EMP. So we're going to talk about that later in the broadcast. We also have a couple of very interesting guests. We have John Kiriakou, the CIA whistleblower who went to jail when he exposed criminal actions by the CIA. The CIA didn't go to jail. The whistleblower went to jail. That's the Obama administration. That's what we have seen over and over again. So we're going to be talking about that with him as we see YouTube is stepping up censorship. We're going to have a report, an investigation that was done by a crowdsourced organization that goes back and looks at the origins of Google. And the origins are with the CIA and the Pentagon, going back to the early 1990s. Bill Clinton and others, he began the program, and of course it continued through President Bush and through President Obama. They were gearing up for an information war. And we're seeing that war being launched now as we see unprecedented censorship by YouTube. We're going to talk about some more incidents of that today. And we're going to be talking, as I get back to the CIA, we're going to be talking to John Kiriakou, not only about what happened with some recent developments in a lawsuit against the psychiatrists who made tens of millions of dollars showing the CIA how to torture people. We're also going to talk to him about Afghanistan. He led the team that captured the first Al-Qaeda operative in Afghanistan. So we're going to talk to him about his experiences in Afghanistan, what he expects to see as we revamp and revisit and recycle that war endlessly. We're also going to be talking to the wife of one of the defendants in Bunkerville. He has been essentially acquitted on most of the charges. They gave each of the defendants 10 charges. Two of the defendants were acquitted on all charges. Two of them were not acquitted on all the charges. There were two or three charges for each of the defendants that we had a hung jury on. It's reported that only one individual in the jury hung out for that guilty verdict. But they're going to go a third time. So we're going to talk to her about what she saw at the trial, what it's like. And we're also going to talk about the guy who created the Bundy standoff. And I'm not talking about Clive and Bundy. I'm talking about Dan Love, the BLM agent in charge. This is the guy who tried to shut down Burning Man. We got Burning Man going on right now. This is the guy for whom power is an aphrodisiac, and he is under investigation by the Inspector General of the Interior Department, and congressmen are talking about what he's doing. This is a political persecution, folks, that is going on with the Bunkerville trials. These are political prisoners, and this is a very political prosecution, just like Sheriff Joe Arpaio. We're also going to have some updates on that. And of course, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is going to be on Alex Jones's radio program, which follows this one. Let's take a look at some of the news. Trump is slammed for going to Texas so soon after Hurricane Harvey. But remember what happened when George Bush took a little bit longer to go? They all complained about that. Also, now they're back. The eco-alarmists are talking about Hurricane Harvey, and they're talking about climate change. We'll talk about their response to that. A new poll says Senator Jeff Flake in Arizona is in deep trouble in the Arizona GOP primary. He's got a lot of people who are going to be challenging him for that seat that is coming up in the 2018 election. It's even been a couple of comments that Sheriff Joe might even run, but there are a lot of people who are lining up to run against Jeff Flake, an establishment statist. Meanwhile, in Denmark, they're targeting deep cuts in taxes to reduce the world's biggest tax burden. They want to make it attractive to work. Imagine that. The taxes make it unworthwhile for people to work. Yeah, we've told you that all along. Stay with us. We'll be right back. So Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, 45% off. As I pointed out many times, there is no question that you need to have iodine and selenium in your diet. The iodine supplementation that we used to have in salt and in wheat has been taken out. So you need to look at your iodine levels. It supports healthy hormone levels. It supports a healthy metabolism, many other things. Selenium will support your immune system, your DNA production, your thyroid health, your eyesight. The only question is, are you going to get a good source of that, a good natural, pure, organic source of those supplements? Those, are you going to get something that is synthetic, something that has fillers in it? Our selenium is 100% organic. It is made from mustard seeds, and the iodine comes from a deep source iodine, our nascent iodine, and both of these are available right now at 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that is for a limited time only, and we really do appreciate your support.
It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to The Real News. On this Tuesday, August 29th, 2017, I'm David Knight. We have seen a North Korean missile. This is the most dangerous, the most aggressive. Let me give you some of the headlines here. Reuters calls it a reckless missile launch. AP calls it an aggressive test. The BBC says it is the most serious missile launch yet. They flew their missile over an island in Japan. Absolutely amazing how provocative they are. As Reuters reports, North Korea fired a ballistic missile over Japan's northern Hokkaido island into the sea early on Tuesday, prompting warnings to residents to take cover and drawing a sharp reaction from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. You think? I mean, they're flying missiles over his country. The test, one of the most provocative ever by the reclusive state, came as U.S. and South Korean forces conduct annual military exercises on the peninsula. North Korea's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat to our nation, said the Japanese Prime Minister. Well, clearly it is. And if you understand the damage that can be done by an EMP, we know that their missile program is in its infancy. And you know, we talk about being able to hit the broadside of a barn. I don't know if they could hit the broadside of a continent, but if they can get over the United States, or now as they've demonstrated, they can get over Japan, if they can explode a nuclear bomb in the atmosphere, that EMP can wreak havoc on the infrastructure that is so dependent on electronics. It can blow out, as we've talked about many times on this program, the damage that can be caused by an EMP. So that is a very clear, a very present threat. President Trump has responded. He calls Kim Jong-un's message. He says it's been received loud and clear. He says all options are on the table. This is the statement from the president. He said the world has received North Korea's latest message loud and clear. This regime has signaled its contempt for its neighbors, for all members of the United Nations, and for minimum standards of acceptable international behavior. Threatening and destabilizing actions only increase the North Korean regime's isolation in the region and among all nations of the world. All options are on the table. And in a telephone conversation with Japan's president, Trump said that he agreed that the North Korean issue posed a grave and growing direct threat to the United States, to Japan, the Republic of Korea, and that's South Korea, as well as to countries around the world, he said. Let's take a look at a video. This is a report of the North Korean missile launch. This is clip number 8. Let's run that.
North Korea has reportedly conducted at least one and possibly multiple missile tests in the direction of Japan. At least one missile flew over the northeastern island of Hokkaido, one of the country's four main islands. The Japanese government reportedly did not attempt to shoot down the missile, believing it would overfly the country. Authorities have alerted residents in the area to take shelter. According to some reports, the rocket fell in the waters of the Pacific Ocean, not far from the mainland. We will, of course, update you as soon as we get more details. Some background, though, in the region. Last week, South Korea and the US launched joint military exercises that were considered a provocation by the North. Pyongyang said it sees the drills as a dress rehearsal for an invasion of North Korea. Hostile rhetoric has escalated recently between Washington and Pyongyang. The North Korean leader threatened to strike the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam, which President Trump warned such threats would be met by fire and fury. So just to reiterate that breaking news this hour, North Korea has reportedly conducted at least one, if not more, missile tests in the direction of Japan.
And of course, that's a report from RT. Just yesterday, there was a joint press conference between the president, between President Trump and the president of Finland. And they were talking about whether or not their joint military exercises posed a threat to Russia. And of course, they downplayed that. They said, look, we understand they have military exercises. We have military exercises. There's no need to try to escalate that. But clearly, Kim Jong-un is not on the same wavelength as the rest of the world. Anybody else that did something like that, they would clearly be identified as suicidal. And perhaps he is. Perhaps he is. Absolutely insane move, but it does present a very clear danger to Japan if he's able to fly missiles and willing to fly missiles as a threat over Japan, as I point out in EMP Pulse. Let's take a look at the response, essentially, that came back from South Korea. Perhaps this was part of the military drills. Perhaps this was a show of strength to the dictator who seems to not understand anything except military power. Maybe he doesn't understand that. Maybe he really doesn't understand. There was a report yesterday from the Daily Mail saying that they have some biplanes that are about 70 or 80 years old. And they said they fly so slowly that they can't be picked up by radar. And so they could basically unleash nuclear weapons into South Korea. It's like, of course, that would be a suicide mission. But in a regime like North Korea, perhaps these guys would do a suicide mission because perhaps Kim Jong-un has got guns to the heads of their families. They fly so slow, so low, that if they drop something like a nuclear weapon, it would be a suicide mission for them if they could even lift the bomb on these biplanes that they've got. When we saw that report, my son said, well, maybe now they've got a new secret weapon, too. They've realized that their crossbows can penetrate Kevlar armor. So that, I mean, this is the kind of asymmetric warfare that we're looking at doesn't mean that they're not dangerous. And what do you do about a situation like this? Well, we see this coming from South Korea, clip number 7. We see some shows of force from these missiles. I don't know if there's any narration for this. I think we've just got a lot of different rockets going off. So this is, I don't know, I guess we see leaders going back and forth with their phallic symbols that they're launching here. But it's clearly beating their chest, and it's very concerning to see people on both sides doing this. And we hope that this does not escalate into a real war. But clearly, this is an insane move by an insane leader, Kim Jong-un, to fly missiles over Japan. Absolutely crazy. Let's talk about the hurricane. Let's talk about President Trump, who is coming to Houston, or the Houston area, but I don't think he's actually going to Houston. He's going to Corpus Christi. He's going to go to Austin to talk to the governor. He's going to stay away from where the hurricane is still affecting people's lives. But now he's being criticized by the press for coming so soon. Do you remember what they said about George Bush? This is, if I'll give you a reminder. This is U.S. News and World Report. They said Hurricane Katrina was the beginning of the end for George W. Bush. They said Katrina illustrated the perils that presidents face when they go to deal with such calamities in a timely and efficient way, as George W. Bush discovered a decade ago. Bush didn't pay attention to the biggest news story of the moment because he was on vacation, and he allowed himself to get isolated from the country. So then when Donald Trump, as president, pays attention, like George W. did not, they criticize him because he pays attention, because he's going to Texas so soon. So you cannot please the critics. Meanwhile, we have eco-alarmists saying, we told you, this is climate change. if this is climate change, and if this is man-made climate change, understand those are two big hurdles to jump in a logical conclusion. But let's just, for the sake of argument, for a moment, let's give the eco-alarmists their due. And let's say Hurricane Harvey was caused by man-made climate change. And by that, they don't mean geoengineering. By that, they mean you driving your car. So they got to take your car away from you and turn it over to Google and to Elon Musk. But let's say that it was caused by man-made global warming and you lighting your home and using a cheap economical fuel like coal. That's what caused Hurricane Harvey. Well, if that's the case, then why has it been more than a decade since we've had a major hurricane make landfall in the U.S.? If that's the case, then man-made global warming would be a great thing because we haven't had as many hurricanes, as much devastation for over a decade. Certainly, this is a once-in-a-500-year experience, as they said, but if you average it out over all the hurricanes that we did not have, I think that's a losing argument for them as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whew, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Tuesday, August 29, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to get to the news in just one moment. Before we do, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com. Those sales and the products that we sell at those sites are what fund the operation here, what fund the InfoWar. And as we're going to tell you later in the broadcast, it is an information war. It was a conscious information war. We've had the clip from Hillary Clinton talking about it's an information war and we're losing it. It was during the Clinton administration that InQtel, the venture capital firm for the CIA, was created, and they in turn created Google along with the Defense Department, and they did it for the express purpose of fighting, as they put it, an information war. That war has now gone public. It is no longer a secret war. It's gone public with companies like Google and Facebook and, of course, YouTube, which is owned by Google, openly censoring political speech that they disagree with. Political speech that is critical of the government, as we've seen. We're going to talk about how that is rolling out, how there's a U.S. Senate bill that is trying to come after WikiLeaks as well. It is an information war, and your support by buying these products that support your health at the same time is a win-win situation, or as Alex Jones likes to say, a 360 win. It's a win all the way around. And let me tell you about a couple of the products that are here. We've got a sale of 45% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Also 45% off BioTrue Selenium. It's very key to have selenium. I've been telling you for the last couple of days as this sale began on Monday, selenium is key for the immune system, for DNA production, for thyroid health, for eyesight. It plays a key role in metabolism. It is a very potent antioxidant. And people who have low level of selenium also have a higher incidence of HIV, Crohn's disease, other issues. That's what we're talking about, how it supports the immune system. The question is not whether or not you need selenium. The question is whether or not you're going to have a good quality supply of it. We call ours BioTrue because it is not synthetic. It is non-GMO. It is made from organic mustard seeds. So you want a good source of selenium? We have it. And we have it right now at 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, as I pointed out, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. For limited time, we have a flash special also on Super Male Vitality. The deepest discount we have ever had for Super Male Vitality, 57% off. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at the products that we sell. We really appreciate your support. That's what's allowed us to start this new news program in the morning, going from 8 to 11 Central Time, 9 to 12 Eastern Time. And next week, we're going to begin a program in the afternoon that will follow the four-hour Real Alex Jones program. Let's get back to the news. We're talking about how President Trump is coming to the area today, and, of course, being criticized for doing so. If he waited longer, they would criticize him for waiting longer. But what is the long-term consequence to this? We're seeing that gasoline prices are expected to go up 10, 15. Many believe it's going to be 25 cents a gallon right away. The federal government, in order to try to help alleviate the issue, has relaxed some of the restrictions on refineries. So they'll be allowed to more easily extend the production of fuel. But there's another aspect of this, and that is most of the flood victims from Harvey are uninsured. They face big bills alone. You have to understand, this is especially the poorest people, the people who rent apartments, for example. And some of these apartment buildings are not very well built. They're some of the first ones to collapse or to go down, and many renters do not have renter's insurance. Quite frankly, they can't afford it in many cases. And when that happens, they're going to lose all of their possessions. They'll be uninsured. For those who are insured, it is going to be a big hit on the insurance industry, and of course they will spread those premiums around. The director of insurance of the Consumer Federation of America said that he expects flood damage alone to the storm to cost at least $35 billion, which is what Katrina cost. But that 2005 hurricane was about half the flooded homes were covered by insurance. They believe that now only 20% of the homeowners have insurance. Why is that? Well, because we are seeing a massive increase in insurance costs for everything. You want to talk about how there's a concentration of wealth. Take a look at the banks. Take a look at the insurance companies. Take a look at the people who can get the government to hold a gun to our head and force us to buy their product and then have connections in government to make sure that they can raise these prices with the monopolies that they have. That is essentially what we're having, and that is one of the reasons why many people fault capitalism. But it's not capitalism. It is corruption. It is crony capitalism that we're seeing in the insurance markets, whether it's health insurance or other types of insurance. They can hold a gun to your head, force you to buy automobile insurance. They can force you to buy health insurance at expensive rates. They can, then the government will raise your property taxes. There was just an article the other day about reverse mortgages, and they were talking about some lady who was 91 years old, and a lot of retired people who lose their income. And they're on a fixed income, and because of the inflation that we get from the Federal Reserve, pretty soon their fixed income doesn't pay anything for them. Now, with a reverse mortgage, you can't lose your home just because you can draw down the reverse mortgage until there is nothing left in your equity. But they're not going to kick you out. But you still have to maintain your taxes and your insurance costs. This 91-year-old lady couldn't maintain that. And so when we look at the reverse mortgage, they were coming after just the banking industry. But in this particular case, I'm not saying the bankers are great guys, but in this particular case, they're not the problem. They offered a way for people to be able to stay in their home and draw their equity out, which is a good thing, except that in this case, they're going to foreclose on her because she can't afford the taxes. You never own property in America. You simply rent it. And when you rent it, you are having to pay part of that rent is going to educate children from other countries like Mexico that don't want to pay for their children's education. That's why they send them to us. That's why Mexico has in all 50 states agencies that are set up to help their citizens flaunt and violate the law here so that we can be a financial relief valve for them. We can give up the American dream of having a home, so that we can educate the dreamers who come here from another country, foreign citizens criminally trespassing, whose own government will not pay for their education. But they will put the bill on you. And that's what she's really looking at. The high insurance costs as well as the taxes, the property taxes that never go away, even for somebody who is 91. I think that is a crime. Let's take a look at another kind of tax. This is coming out of Denmark. They say Denmark is targeting deep tax cuts to reduce the world's biggest tax burden. They're trying to make it more attractive to work. Say a center-right coalition of president minister wants to shrink the country's tax burden by 23 billion kroners. That's about $3.7 billion. They have a much smaller economy than we do here. $3.7 billion, you wouldn't even notice it. Not in America. We spend big bucks. We've got the world's biggest military. We've got the world's biggest welfare programs, and there's no end in sight to that spending. But they understand that eventually you're going to make it unattractive for people to work. But, of course, eventually they're not even going to have jobs. You're going to put everybody on welfare, universal basic income. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today I'm excited to announce announced that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies, and just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
I'm David Knight. We have the governor of Illinois, Bruce Browner, has just signed a plan limiting the role that local and state police in Illinois can play in cooperating with the federal immigration authorities. It's called the Trust Act. For those of us who know what's going on, call it the Sanctuary State Act. That's essentially what's going on. And it's interesting that this Trust Act that he has signed is prohibiting police from doing exactly what Sheriff Arpaio did. And this is coming from a Republican governor in Illinois. It prohibits police from searching, arresting, or detaining someone solely because of immigration status or because of so-called federal immigration detainers. But local authorities would be able to hold someone if federal officials have a valid criminal warrant. And let's talk about how that really works in practice. This is an article from Blue Lives Matter. We talk about how the sheriff in one jurisdiction, this is in California, Sonoma, California, Sonoma County, California, the sheriff gave ICE 16 minutes notice before releasing a man who then murdered a woman after he was released. This is a California county that has declared itself a sanctuary city. They gave federal immigration officers just 16 minutes notification, then released a man that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement wanted detained. Once released, he ignored a restraining order and killed his girlfriend. The guy's name is Neri Israel Estrada Margos. Confessed to killing his girlfriend, according to authorities. So this is what we see happening. And, of course, here in Austin, we had our newly minted sheriff at the beginning of the year. She won the election in November. And as soon as she took office, she said, I'm not going to turn anybody over except for three particular charges. And I don't know what they were, but they weren't comprehensive enough because it didn't include things like sexual assault and other issues. And then, okay, well, that four. And then somebody pointed out, well, then there's this other serious violent crime that you have said you're going to refuse to turn foreign citizens who are here criminally trespassing in the United States. You're going to refuse to let ICE know anything about that. She said, okay, five. We'll make it five. We'll make it six or whatever. And that's the way it was. And so then we had the governor here in Texas, Governor Abbott, call the legislature together and they said, if you're a law enforcement officer and you refuse to enforce the law, we're going to put you in jail. And I think that's exactly what needed to be done. Now, that is the opposite, of course, of what Barack Obama was doing. That's why it is so important. The pardon of Sheriff Arpaio is so important. And back in June 27th, when this first happened, I reported it that day on the Alex Jones radio show. I was guest hosting. And they had just had an announcement here in Texas that multiple law enforcement jurisdictions, sheriff's offices, police departments, we're saying that they were now going to work with ICE, work with the Border Patrol to make sure that they apprehended people who were criminals that were wanted by ICE and to notify them when these people were going to be released and to give them sufficient notification so they could do something about it. On that same day, they announced that Sheriff Joe Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt because he violated the judge's orders not to do what Trump and Attorney General Sessions were having sheriff's departments do here in Texas and bragging about it. So how do you reconcile this issue? And of course, we got information that Sheriff Arpaio's condition was brought to the attention of Attorney General Sessions, but it was not forwarded to President Trump. And Attorney General Sessions did not do the right thing. President Trump has done the right thing. And now he's being routinely criticized by the establishment, by the pro-immigration Republican establishment. You want to understand why we have this situation? It's because we've got people like Paul Ryan, who has always been for open borders, always been for open borders. People like John McCain, who is part of the Gang of Eight, trying to get amnesty for foreign citizens who felt that they did not need to obey even the first law when they come into this country. So why would we be surprised when they falsify identification papers, when they do other things, or when we have people who are serious criminals who come into this country? To put this in perspective of what this Illinois governor, this Republican Illinois governor is doing, let's take a look at the information that has just come to light about the Obama administration from the Washington Examiner. They point out that there were 200,000 deportation cases that were quietly closed under Obama. During the Obama era, up to 200,000 deportation cases were administratively closed, quietly shut down, because they will not enforce the law. And any law enforcement officers like Sheriff Arpaio who would enforce the law become the object of political persecution. That wasn't a prosecution, it was a persecution. And later in the broadcast, we're going to be talking to the wife of one of the people who is part of a political persecution that is going on in Nevada by our federal government. And those people who stood with their neighbors as they were being brutalized by the BLM special agent in charge, Dan Love, the same guy who bullied people at Burning Man, who is drunk on power, who is being investigated by the Interior Department's Inspector General. Those people are being held as political prisoners. They have had, in this particular case, they're going for a third try to put this guy in jail. They've already had two trials, hung jury, acquittal on most of the charges, but there's one or two charges that they had a hung jury on. I think it was 11 people for acquittal, one for conviction. And so the government is going to come yet again, but that's not even the core case. I don't know how many times the government can come. Maybe they can just keep doing it indefinitely until they get the right jury. But that's what the judge there, Judge Navarro, was doing, the same thing that they were doing to Sheriff Arpaio. Essentially saying, you're not going to have a defense. You're not going to even have an impartial judge. You're not going to have a jury in the case of Sheriff Arpaio. But in this other case, the jury did the right thing. They could see the bias of the judge who was refusing to allow defense witnesses to come, refusing to allow any discussion, any mention of what the BLM was doing, to put that in the proper context. So you have a right to an impartial trial by a judge. You have a right to a trial by jury. That was denied to Sheriff Arpaio. And both of the cases did not have an impartial judge by any stretch of the imagination. You also have a right to call witnesses in your defense. You have a right to question witnesses. You have a right to question what the government did. And the jury has a right and an obligation to question not only the facts of the case, but to question whether or not the law is just, to question whether or not the law is being fairly applied in a particular case. So we're going to talk about the political persecution of the people who were at the Bundy standoff, the first round of this. That is a political prisoner situation. The government will pull every string they can to rig a case. And we saw this with the case of Ross Ulbricht, the guy who was accused of running Silk Road. They had criminal government agents who had taken control of that website, who had stolen nearly $1 million. The jury was not allowed to know that. They kept that information from the jury. They'll do anything to stop freedom from breaking out. And that was a key issue in the case of Silk Road. They do not want to have a free internet. They do not want to have Bitcoin. We got a story here about Russia saying, we're going to regulate Bitcoin. We're going to regulate these cyber currencies because we think that this looks like some kind of a pyramid scheme. So we want to protect you from a pyramid scheme. No, they don't. They want to protect their own ability to control money, to control people. That's why they're doing it. Let's understand what their real motivation is. Let's take a look at what's coming for the rest of us here as we've got by 2025, there's an article here that was on the Drudge Report, Defense One, look for military drones to begin replacing police helicopters by 2025. And of course, unlike police helicopters, these drones will be able to intimidate us and to spy on us 24/7. They say General Atomics is working on this. By 2025, expect to see in the sky enormous military-style drones, close relatives to the Reaper drones that they use in Afghanistan and Iraq, visible 2,000 feet above U.S. cities, streaming high resolution. That's right, Big Brother is going to become Big Bird. And it's nothing to laugh about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Male Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Male Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best but cold pressed? Duh. shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight, BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, A360 Win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Real News with David Knight on this Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. I'm going to get back to the news in just one moment. Before we do, I want to talk about the products that help to fund this program, to help to fund InfoWars in general. We're going to talk later in the broadcast about the information war that the CIA, the Pentagon, the federal government has been purposely gearing up for over 25 years. It consciously laid the foundation for the kind of censorship that we're seeing at YouTube, at Facebook, at Twitter, that kind of corporate censorship. They laid that foundation working with other corporations. This is the kind of fascism that we are seeing now, this kind of authoritarian fascism where they work with the corporations just as Adolf Hitler worked with chemical companies and rocket companies. Instead of taking them over, as Stalin did, he worked with them to make this happen. That's really the difference, folks, between the fascists and the Marxists. And we're not seeing much of a difference here in this country. That's a distinction without a difference, quite frankly. But let's talk about the products that we got here because, you know, when you look at things that are essential for your health, all of us know the story about vitamin C deficiencies. We know how British sailors were getting scurvy, a disease that you don't know anymore. Why is that? Because we have a more balanced diet. The old axiom, let food be your medicine. And so they started feeding their sailors limes so that they could get vitamin C. They started calling British sailors limeys because of that. And so you can get your nutrients, your medicine from the food that you eat, but it's dependent on the food that you eat. Most people eat highly processed food. They eat food that is devoid of any nutrients. And even if you're eating fruits and vegetables, a diet that most people don't do because it's not as convenient as a prepackaged food, even if you do that, it's highly dependent on soil conditions, on locations of where your food is grown as to whether or not they have these essential vitamins and minerals in them, especially the minerals. We know that selenium plays a key role in the immune system. We know that people who have HIV and Crohn's disease have a deficiency in selenium. We know that it's very effective as an antioxidant. It helps with DNA production. It helps with thyroid health. It helps with eyesight. There's no question that selenium is something that is very important for you to have for your health. The question is, will you have a synthetic source of it? Will you have a source that has fillers in it? Or will you have a source that is non-GMO, non-synthetic, but made from an organic source? Our BioTrue selenium, that's why we call it BioTrue. It's made from organic mustard seed. You're not going to find any better quality selenium, and I don't think you're going to find it at any better price than it is right now. It's 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, iodine, something that we used to supplement in the food supply, but now we're not seeing that added to wheat, to salt, in the ways that it used to be added. It supports healthy hormone levels, a healthy metabolism, so much more. Our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine is the purest form of iodine you're going to get. And again, it is also 45% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the biggest discount on Super Male Vitality that we have ever had. This is a limited time flash special. That means it's not going to last very long. A very deep discount, 57% off Super Male Vitality. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at the more than 3,500 reviews supported by a third-party review site. We don't run those reviews. They curate that system independent of us, and it now is at 4.6 out of 5 with 3,500 reviews, and that's discounted now, 57% off Super Male Vitality. I want to get back to what President Trump said about Sheriff Arpaio. Sheriff Arpaio is going to be on the radio show with Alex Jones later today. And we're just talking about how Illinois' Republican governor has just signed a sanctuary state bill. When we talk about sanctuary cities, this is a sanctuary state. So we're not going to let law enforcement cooperate except under very, very narrow circumstances with ICE. We're going to allow people who are foreign citizens who are here criminally trespassing, and we're not going to look carefully at them, and we're not going to tell ICE about it. And I just read you the story about Sonoma County, where the sheriff there, because they resented the fact that they had to tell ICE about illegal immigrants, or foreign citizens, I should say, that are criminals, that have been arrested for other things. They released this guy with only 16 minutes notice. So they said, hey, we notified you, but not enough time for them to do anything about it. He promptly goes out and murders his girlfriend. That's the result of this. But let's hear what President Trump had to say about Sheriff Arpaio.
But I wanted to look at some of the other people that were pardoned over the years. And if you look at, as an example, President Clinton pardoned Mark Rich, who was charged with crimes going back decades, including illegally buying oil from Iran while it held 53 American hostages, wasn't allowed to do that, selling to the enemies of the United States. He was pardoned after his wife donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Clintons. Then you have dangerous criminals. President Clinton pardoned Susan Rosenberg, a member of the Weathered Underground, charged as part of a bank robbery that led to a guard and two police officers being killed. Drug dealers, President Clinton commuted the sentence of Carlos Vignali, a central player in a cocaine ring that stretched from California to Minnesota. Criminal leaker. You've heard the word leaker? President Obama commuted the sentence of Chelsea Manning, who leaked countless sensitive and classified documents to WikiLeaks, perhaps, and others. But horrible, horrible thing that he did, commuted the sentence, and perhaps pardoned. President Obama commuted the sentence of Oscar Lopez Rivera, who was charged as part of a violent independence group from Puerto Rico, responsible for 28 Chicago-area bombings and many deaths in the 1970s and 1980s. Sheriff Joe is a patriot. Sheriff Joe loves our country. Sheriff Joe protected our borders. And Sheriff Joe was very unfairly treated by the Obama administration, especially right before an election that he would have won. So, and he was elected many times. So, I stand by my pardon of Sheriff Joe, and I think the people of Arizona who really know him best would agree with me. Thank you very much.
I think it's very important what President Trump said there, and I agree with him on all those cases. Clearly, Sheriff Arpaio was not a bomber. It's not like the people that were pardoned with the Weather Underground. He was not a terrorist. He was not somebody who was a criminal selling our secrets, but also contributing to the Clintons. So there was no contribution from Sheriff Arpaio. He got under their skin because of the birth certificate investigation and other things, and you need to take a look at what his cold case posse discovered about that birth certificate. They laid out all the information there. I don't know what the background of Obama is. I don't think any of us know for certain, but there's been a lot of investigations that have looked at what he has told us, looked at the document. I can tell you one thing. That document that he put out there is a fake. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They made a very clear case of that. That's one of the reasons why it was very important for the Obama administration to have a political persecution of Sheriff Arpaio, to give him a trial by the judge and not by a jury, to make him guilty for a criminal contempt of the judge who had contempt for the law. I disagree with President Trump on the pardon of Manning. I think that information that was released through WikiLeaks was very important. And I want to talk a little bit about that today and what is happening now in the U.S. Senate. The U.S. Senate is trying to brand WikiLeaks as a hostile intelligence service, as RT points out, whatever that means. They are an information source. They are a journalist source. They did nothing that wasn't done by the Washington Post during Watergate. They have not done anything that wasn't done by the New York Times with the Pentagon Papers. Nobody at the New York Times or the Washington Post went to jail. WikiLeaks should not go to jail. Unlike the New York Times, unlike the Washington Post, WikiLeaks has never lied. They have always told the truth. And one of the things that made the release of these documents that Manning gave us, what made that so damaging was the fact that it showed the truth. It showed the truth about Hillary Clinton and the State Department. It showed the truth about cold-blooded murder that was conducted in the Afghanistan war. The American people need to know what is being done in their name. We need to know that. We don't have a discussion about whether or not we're going to go to war. We don't have a discussion. We don't have the rules of just war that were laid out by St. Augustine. We don't have that kind of discussion anymore. We don't have a constitutional, deliberate idea of what the end game looks like. What does winning mean? We don't talk about that anymore, so we at least need to know what is being done in our name. Manning should have been pardoned, and so should Sheriff Joe. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. We have President Trump coming to Texas, not to Houston, but to Corpus Christi, to Austin, other locations, so he will not get in the way. But of course, as I pointed out earlier, he is being slammed for coming to Texas so soon. After there was endless slamming of George W. Bush for not going and paying attention to Katrina soon enough. You just can't win when the establishment press is against you. Also today we had Trump saying that Kim Jong-un's message as he shot a missile over a Japanese island, at least one missile was fired over Japan. He said, the message has been received loud and clear. He said, the world has received North Korea's latest message loud and clear. This regime has signaled its contempt for its neighbors, for all members of the United Nations, for a minimum standard of acceptable international behavior. Threatening and destabilizing actions only increase the North Korean regime's isolation in the region and among all nations of the world. All options are on the table. And as you can imagine, the people in Japan are alarmed and angry about this. It's, as Reuters points out, they call it a reckless missile launch. AP says it is an aggressive test. The BBC says it is the most serious missile launch yet. And it is very serious. I don't think they have the capability. If they have the capability to get a missile to the continental United States, I don't believe they have the capability to target anything. But flying a missile over a country, detonating a nuclear weapon in the air can create an EMP pulse that can shut down the infrastructure of a highly developed country like Japan, like the United States, cause incredible damage. That is what they are showing there as they do this. So as that is happening in Kabul, we have a suicide bombing has happened this morning. It has killed at least five people very near the U.S. Embassy in the capital of Afghanistan. A suicide bombing in a busy commercial area in Kabul near a string of banks not far from the U.S. Embassy has killed at least five people. The explosion likely targeted a branch of the privately owned Kabul bank. The U.S. Embassy compound is located only 500 meters down the road from the bank. They say a charred motorcycle with its parts mangled lay on the street. And, of course, we have already seen under the rules of engagement from President Obama, we saw troops on the ground who, one individual who is in jail now because the people that he was relieving as he took command of this platoon, the people there had been decimated. The former leader had been killed by just such an attack with a motorcycle. They signaled for the two motorcyclists that were approaching their roadblock to slow down. They did not slow down. He had to make a split-second decision. They shot and killed these individuals. In that particular case, they did not have a bomb. But as you can see in this terrorist attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, that this is still remains a very popular means of attack. The Obama administration, under the rules of engagement, sent him to jail. So you have a choice when you go there. When you fight a war of occupation, And that's what we're in right now. You have a choice. You can either have collateral damage, which then only intensifies opposition to the occupying forces, or you can sacrifice the lives of the soldiers that you have occupying that country. And let me say, that is why we have never won a counterinsurgency war of occupation, and why we will not win in Afghanistan, and why it is a fool's errand to revitalize this Afghan war with only 4,000 troops. They still don't have but a fraction of what they had there before. In Iowa, we see that Apple is now getting $4.16 million per job they're creating in Iowa. We had a story talking about Tim Cook visiting Iowa, and they said, is he running for president? He's making a visit to the state that's early primary, and it's like, he's not running for president, he's running for cash. And this is coming from the company that has the largest cash reserves in the world. This is crony capitalism. $4 million per job created. You subsidize the richest corporations. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight. It's Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. There's one story that we didn't get to in our news break at the top of the hour, and that is the ACLU is suing President Trump over the transgender ban. And here's what they tweeted out. Breaking, we're taking on real Donald Trump, that's his Twitter handle, to court to challenge the unconstitutional transgender military ban. I don't know how that's unconstitutional. I'm anxiously awaiting their argument. I could argue very persuasively, I think, that a standing army is unconstitutional. I don't know how a standing army of transgenders is any more unconstitutional. I don't know that it's unconstitutional to ban them from being in the military, but they're going to take that to court. And with the crazy courts that we have, who knows, they may prevail. But let's talk about the transgender issues, because I just had yesterday, we pointed out that within our first week, we had YouTube censor us because of a video that we put up. We were talking about how it was not age appropriate to talk to kindergartners about transgender issues. And so they shut down our video, saying our video was not age appropriate. There was nothing in the video that talked about anything that was sexual. It is not an R-rated video. It's not a PG-13 video. It is not a PG video. It is a solidly G video. We're talking about whether or not the school should be allowed to propagandize your children and trying to make people aware that that is the true mission of the schools. Now, that was a story coming out of California that we reported on last week, Kit Daniels' article, and it was a jurisdiction in California. Today we have a similar story coming out of my own North Carolina, coming out of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School District in North Carolina. Now, North Carolina, especially the Charlotte area, is one of the most conservative areas you're going to find in the country. This is Billy Graham country. And yet, in the urban center there in Charlotte, that's where the transgender bathroom issue was birthed, if you can put it that way, I guess. It was a person who was formally convicted for, I can't remember what the crime was. The guy had a conviction for some kind of a sexual offense. And he was pushing along with the liberal urban government there in the city of Charlotte. He was pushing this transgender bill. That became an issue within the state of North Carolina. It became an issue now all across the United States. But it began there in the liberal city of Charlotte. But the whole area there is very conservative, even more conservative than North Carolina in general. This is what's happening in North Carolina. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg School District in North Carolina is the latest public school district to introduce the Welcoming Schools Program. This is something that comes from Hillary Clinton, I believe. It's they said HRCs. I'm not sure if that's Hillary Clinton or a different. Oh, it's Human Rights Campaign. What's the difference? I mean, certainly Hillary Clinton would back this, right? It takes a village to confuse your children about their sexual identity. Anyway, it's the Human Rights Campaign, not the Hillary Rodham Clinton campaign. That is dead and gone, and let's try to bury it as soon as possible. But it is the Welcoming Schools Program. It is a pro-homosexuality, pro-transgender curriculum disguised as anti-bullying professional development program. This is reporting from Liberty Headlines. I'm reading their assessment of this program, and I think you will agree with this as well. And I will say, when you disguise this as anti-bullying, let's understand who is doing the bullying. The government is doing the bullying. The government is bullying your children. The government is confusing your children about their sexual identity. The government is grooming your children for pedophiles. They're trying to create the idea that kids as young as kindergarten can make decisions about sex. And of course, we had the fight a couple of decades ago about whether or not the government and the schools should be educating your children about sex, or whether that should be something that the parents do. Do you really want strangers doing this? Do you know what they're teaching your kid? And at the time, it was just teaching them what many people felt was inappropriate for their age, information about straight heterosexual sex. But we've gone a long ways from there, and now we've taken it down to the kindergarten level. Let me tell you where this is coming from. We're talking about kindergarten. That is a German word, isn't it? It's literally a child garden. You know, we're planting these children in a garden. And of course, in North Carolina, we had a homeschool association, and they understood that that's the same metaphor, but they called it the greenhouse report. And so we're going to keep our kids in a greenhouse, and we're going to nurture them in a greenhouse in a protected environment for a while, and then put them out in the real world. Everybody's got to go in the real world eventually, but the parents will decide based on the children. The parents who love the children, who know the children best, will decide when and at what level they will get exposure, rather than some stranger who is on some weird socialist utopian agenda or some agenda to confuse them. And let's understand that when we look at this German approach, the Germans have absolute contempt amongst the Western countries. I don't think you can find any country that has more contempt for a parent's influence in their child's life than you find in Germany. Extreme persecution of people who try to homeschool in Germany. And of course, when you have something like kindergarten that started actually in the late 1700s, but that laid the foundation for the whole idea of Hitler Youth. And of course, it didn't start in the 1700s. It didn't even start with the Germans. It started back with Plato, Plato's Republic. There he said, we want to have these massive sex orgies so that we can have nobody knowing who their parents are, even. And we want them to see the state as their parent. We want them to be raised by the state. We want to get them as early as possible to make sure that we instill in them the values of the state, the love of the state, to see the state as their protector, as their family, as their parents. And of course, we've seen a 21st century version of this given to us in the 20th century fictional work by Huxley, Brave New World. This is what is being played out right now. I can't stress this enough. So we go from Plato's Republic to Huxley's Brave New World, and that is the blueprint for the government schools in America right now. It's not just California, it's North Carolina where this is happening. It came to England, this whole idea of kindergarten issues. It came to England with the utopian socialist Robert Owen. This has always been the goal of the status. This is what Hillary Clinton means when she says it takes a village to raise your children. This is what Melissa Harris-Perry, who is also from North Carolina, means when she says, we got to get over this notion that your children belong to you. They belong to the state. And when we get into that notion, boy, we're really going to fund the school system so they can educate them with crap like this. This is what they're doing right now. The kids in California, they came home, they were freaked out. They're like, am I going to turn into a girl tonight? Am I going to turn into a boy? What's going on? I don't understand this. They don't understand that at all. And that's the point. They want your children confused. They want your children sexualized. They want to create the illusion that your children have the right to make, to consent to the things that they want to do to your children, to keep them distracted. They don't want you paying attention. And most of the people are falling in to this brave new world. And those of us who don't, we will get the 1984 treatment. We'll get the constant surveillance. We will get the boot in the face. But we're going to see how that works out, because we're not going to back down. After pressure from concerned parents, the Charlotte Mecklenburg school administrators withdrew part of the Welcoming Schools program. It was a book called Jacob's New Dress, just like we had Heather Has Two Mommies type of thing. It celebrates a young boy's choice to wear dresses to school, and it urges other boys to do the same. They said, the purpose of our elementary schools is to teach writing, reading, and arithmetic, said someone opposed to this. This is the North Carolina Values Coalition. They said, the purpose is to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic, not to encourage boys to wear dresses. I'm sorry, you don't understand what school is about. They need to wake up and understand where this is coming from. That's why I took the time to go back and talk about the historical roots of this. And this is a plan. This is deliberate. This is not an accident. This is not the work of one individual. This is happening across the country simultaneously. California, North Carolina. This is the plan. They don't want to teach your kids to think for themselves. They want to confuse them about sex. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't do it.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, 45% off. As I pointed out many times, there is no question that you need to have iodine and selenium in your diet. The iodine supplementation that we used to have in salt and in wheat has been taken out. So you need to look at your iodine levels. It supports healthy hormone levels. It supports a healthy metabolism, many other things. Selenium will support your immune system, your DNA production, your thyroid health, your eyesight. The only question is, are you going to get a good source of that, a good natural, pure, organic source of those supplements? Those, are you going to get something that is synthetic, something that has fillers in it? Our selenium is 100% organic. It is made from mustard seeds, and the iodine comes from a deep source iodine, our nascent iodine. And both of these are available right now at 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that is for a limited time only, and we really do appreciate your support.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016,
2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Real News on this Tuesday, August the 28th, 2017. We're going to be talking about, actually it's the 29th, I'm missing a day here. We're going to talk about what's going on with YouTube censorship, how the CIA created YouTube, and how this is part of their information war. We're going to talk about that in this segment. Before we get to that, real quickly, the Houston Addicks Dam is about to spill over. They say a major dam outside of Houston has begun spilling over as Storm Harvey pushes the reservoir past capacity. They say at least 9 people have already died in the Houston area from this storm. Rain is continuing to fall today in Houston. Forecasts suggest that some areas in and around the city could see up to an additional 12 inches of rain today, Tuesday, bringing the total rainfall from Harvey to about 50 inches. Absolutely amazing when you think about that. I mean, we're not talking, sometimes you see snow of 50 inches because snow is not as compacted as rain. That is incredible enough in and of itself. And of course, the snow will melt and sometimes create floods when you get that type of snowfall, but that usually happens over a more gradual period of time. This is 50 inches of rain and it's all happening in a very short period of time. Added to that is the fact that people there in Houston are talking about the fact that dam has been considered in critical condition for years. Concerns have emerged about the dam's control spillover function failing. What this is an example of is our failing infrastructure. Remember, President Trump campaigned and said, we're going to have $1 trillion that we're going to invest in our infrastructure. Well, let me remind you that we have spent $1 trillion in Afghanistan. There's a report on Zero Hedge that came out yesterday talking about America's $1 trillion war in Afghanistan. That's why we have failing infrastructure, whether it is dams that are spilling over, that are crumbling, or roads that are crumbling. It's because we aren't spending anything on our infrastructure. We're spending trillions of dollars destroying other people's countries. We're too busy destroying other countries to build our own countries, and now we're going to continue down that path again with a military junta that's been installed in the Trump administration. Absolute insanity. It's as crazy as what we're seeing Kim Jong-un do flying missiles over Japan. It's just as provocative, just as insane. I want to talk about the creation of Google, the creation of the people who are now using corporate censorship to shut down people that they're politically opposed to, people like us. I appreciate you standing with us. We all do here at InfoWars. It's what makes this program possible. It's the products that we sell and your purchasing of those products, you standing with us, because it is a total warfare that is unfolding right now. It's not just the censoring of videos. It is also the censoring of advertisements, advertisements that we would place on other websites or advertisements that we would accept from other sites. This is the full spectrum censorship to control the information that you hear. They've talked about this for over 25 years. It's something that began in the Clinton administration. It's what we're going to go to in just a moment. It's the information war they've been plotting on the internet. But real quickly, we have a special on Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 45% off, as well as BioTrue Selenium. You'll find both of those at a 45% off special when you visit InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. These two formulas are the perfect super combo for supporting a healthy thyroid, supercharging your health. As I pointed out before, it plays a key role, selenium does, for example, in metabolism. It's a very powerful antioxidant. We know that people who have a deficiency in it have certain diseases that they're more susceptible to, like HIV and Crohn's disease. There's been a correlation already done with the studies, the epidemiological studies that they've done. But you see this everywhere. That's why we decided to sell natural supplement products. You can get many vitamins and minerals. You should be able to get them in the food that you eat. Yet most of us don't take the time to eat healthy food. And even when we do, it varies widely depending on where the food is grown. We have a very depleted soil in most of the food sources of the West. That's why supplements are so important to your health. If you want a good source of this, you want a pure source of this, our Nascent Iodine is from a rare, deep earth source, very pure. Our BioTrue Selenium, we call it BioTrue because it is produced from 100% organic mustard seed. No GMOs, no synthetics, no fillers. It is BioTrue Selenium. You can get both of those for 45% off. Also, we have Super Male Vitality at an unprecedented discount. This is a limited time flash special, 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at the reviews there. If you haven't tried it, this is a great time to try it, 57% off. And if you have tried it and you like it, like most of the people do, 4.6 star average out of 3,500 reviews. And of course, that's not something that we run. That is curated by an independent source. So if you've tried it before and you want to get it, now is a great time to stock up on it at 57% off. Let's talk about the information war. Let's talk about the information war that's created by the CIA, by the Defense Department. Julian Assange showed us, and he's been very vocal about how YouTube is censoring Ron Paul. Absolutely amazing. He calls it economic censorship, and that's the way that it works. They've made an unprecedented move, as they point out in the Free Thought Project, to censor political outlets that they claim produce hate speech of extremist content. In other words, that would be anything that our corporate establishment masters at Google and Facebook don't want you to hear. Julian Assange tweeted out, he said, "What's interesting about the new method deployed is that it is a clear attempt at social engineering. It isn't just turning off the ads." And I've seen this before. I've seen it with third-party debates. Being involved with the Libertarian Party in North Carolina, we had to get on the ballot. We had to do all kinds of things that they had exempted themselves from, the Democrats and Republicans, the established parties. They were always on the ballot. As a matter of fact, if they didn't follow the procedure, if they didn't submit the paperwork in time, they would waive the requirements. The judge would waive it. But they would strictly hold independent parties, whether it's Libertarian Party, whether it's a Green Party or an independent candidate, they would hold us strictly to this extreme law. Once we jumped through all those hurdles, once we spent all that time and money to get on the ballot, they would not let us participate in the debates. They said, well, the debates are being held by an independent third party. This is a private corporation that's holding it. So the private corporation can decide who they want in this public forum. This is exactly what they're doing on Facebook and Google. They're saying, these are private organizations. They can do anything that they want. Well, if they're private organizations, then apply the same standard to them that you applied to the bakers and the photographers who didn't want to perform their services as part of a gay wedding. Because this is a true monopoly that we're talking about in Google. Where did this monopoly come from? And before we get to that, the U.S. Senate is now trying to brand WikiLeaks as a hostile intelligence service. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee published its annual intelligence spending bill this week. Nested in the bill is a provision that would declare WikiLeaks to be a non-state hostile intelligence service. So they're going to rebrand journalism as intelligence and hostile intelligence. As I said before, the New York Times had the Pentagon Papers. The Washington Post had the Watergate information. And they lied to us. And now we're about out of time. I wanted to get to this, and I will get to it. We're going to have a CIA whistleblower Coming up in the next segment, John Kiriakou, the man who blew the whistle on CIA torture, the man who captured the first individual of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. He knows the Afghan war. We're going to talk to him about that. We're also going to talk to him about these developments, trying to expose the torture program that happened at the CIA. He'll be with us right after we come back, and we are going to get to this, how the CIA made Google report, later in the broadcast. Joining us in the next segment, John Kiriakou.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to John Kiriakou. I've talked to him a couple of times on the nightly news, and I hope to talk to him many times. I saw these reports as I was on vacation before the show started. CIA torture psychologist to stand trial. Well, that's good. The ACLU is going to try these guys who trained the CIA on torture. And they were paid $80 million for their work, so they were an attractive defendant. And then, it didn't take too long, we saw CIA torture psychologists avoid trial with a secret settlement. They don't want that information to get out. And then, we see the CIA has now accidentally destroyed a 6,700-page document about the Senate torture report. Yeah, accidentally. John Kiriakou is a former CIA operative, a senior investigator for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He was a target of the Obama administration's war on whistleblowers. And let's make this clear. People like Thomas Drake, people like John Kiriakou, Thomas Drake was an NSA whistleblower. It wasn't George Bush that came after them. It was Barack Obama. He went after more whistleblowers and journalists under the ancient 1917 Espionage Act, misapplying it to journalists and to whistleblowers, and he went after more people than all the other presidents in the previous 100 years combined. That is the oppression of the Obama administration on whistleblowers and journalists. John Kiriakou remains the only U.S. official to serve time behind bars after he revealed CIA, quote-unquote, enhanced interrogation procedures, otherwise known as torture. Despite openly opposing the torture program, he maintains his case was about exposing torture, not leaking information. He added he would do it all over again. He is the only person who went to jail for this, not the people who violated the law, not the people who tortured people, but the whistleblower went to jail. And now the psychiatrists and the psychologists who taught the torture, who got $80 million, nothing's going to happen to them either. And you're not going to find out what's going on there. But we got John Kiriakou at johnkiriakou.com. You spell that K-I-R-I-A-K-O-U.com. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Kiriakou.
Thank you, David. I'm so happy to be back with you.
Let's talk about, first of all, I want to talk a little bit about the Afghan war, because you were there and you made the first arrest of an Al-Qaeda operative there in Afghanistan. Immediately, as America went into that war, you got the first capture there. And that's a story that you relayed before. We can talk about that here. But you know what's going on in Afghanistan. So I want to get your comments about Zero Hedge points out our trillion-dollar war. We got a crumbling infrastructure, as the hurricane in Houston is pointing out. And we don't have the money to fix our roads, to fix our dams, because we're destroying other countries. And then, of course, we will rebuild them first at some point in time if we don't have to bug out of the country like we did out of Vietnam. But let's talk about this situation with a CIA torture psychologist. Your comment about this whole process.
You know, there were several things about this case that really upset me, besides the fact that this was a civil case rather than a criminal one. What really upset me was that the settlement was sealed. It's secret. And so the American people will never know what the resolution to this was. We just have to take the government's word for it that justice has been done. And you know, they always ask us to take their word for it. Another thing too that upset me was that had this case gone to trial, even though it was a civil case, the CIA would have been forced to reveal documents relative to the torture program. Those would have been documents that had never been made public before. And now that there's a settlement, we'll never have any idea what those documents would have said. So I think really this was a disservice to the American people. I've maintained from the very beginning that the American people have a right to know what their government does in their name. And this is yet another case where we will never know what the government has done in our name.
That's right. That's why it was so important. You heard a clip from Donald Trump earlier talking about his pardon of Sheriff Arpaio. And he went through people that were politically connected, that were donors, that had been pardoned by other presidents and so forth. And I agree with him. You know, none of that was happening with the pardon of Sheriff Arpaio, but then he attacked the pardon of Manning. And it's very important that the information that we got from Manning, the information that was published by WikiLeaks, as you pointed out, the American people need to know what is being done in their name. We don't have a discussion anymore before we go into a war to say, is this a just war? is this really a war that we should be in? We don't have that kind of public discussion anymore. That information is hidden from us, and how the war is conducted is hidden from us. We never have a discussion about what winning looks like, what the end goal here is, and that is not revealing tactics. That's talking about the overall strategy and what the goal is. How do we know when we've won? We're going back and just doing the same thing we've done before, but that's why it's very important. That's why we need to know what is being done in our name, and that's why it was so important when you were the whistleblower telling us what was going on there. And of course, they send you to jail so that we won't find out about that. They send Manning to jail so that we won't find out about that. They don't have a criminal trial. And then when there's a civil trial against these people who are paid obscene amounts of money to do obscene things to individuals in the vain hope that they're going to get information from them, that trial is shut down.
You're absolutely right. You said something in your introduction that I wanted to sort of repeat and explain. You said that I was not prosecuted by the Bush administration for revealing classified information or anything else having to do with the interview that I originally gave to ABC News in December of 2007. That is absolutely correct. In fact, the Bush administration investigated me from December of 2007 till December of 2008 and then determined that I had not committed a crime. They closed the case. It was Barack Obama and Eric Holder who decided to use the Espionage Act, not just against me, but against seven other Americans as a weapon to silence dissent. Again, the American people have a right to know what their government is doing in their name. And it was Barack Obama and Eric Holder that silenced those Americans who wanted to tell their fellow citizens what was happening in government.
Yeah, I don't want to tell the crew, pull up this Zero Hedge article, Afghanistan, America's $1 trillion War, because it's got it graphed out there by years. And we can see how the spending on the Afghan war peaked during Obama's years, the same time he was peaking the prosecution. Scroll down and look at that green chart there that's at the bottom. See that peak right there? That's the Obama years from fiscal year 09 through 13, and then they started to stand it down. So people on the left need to understand especially what was being done in their name. Somebody who they supported, somebody who I think many of them believe, oh, well, it was Obama who stood down the troops. No, it was Obama who built them up. And it was Obama who went after whistleblowers. And it was Obama who went after journalists like Risen and Rosen. He went after all these different people. He went after Drake and the NSA whistleblowers because they were talking about the dragnet surveillance. So this was before we had the Ed Snowden documents that were being released. And the reason that Ed Snowden did it that way was because he saw the criminal prosecution of Thomas Drake over trumped up charges that were, had absolutely, they had non-secure documents that, did not even have a classified, classification on them. They classified them after they arrested him and started prosecuting him.
You're absolutely right. Getting back to Afghanistan for one moment, I went to Afghanistan in 2011 when I was with the Senate Foreign Relations Committee staff. And I remember sitting in a general officer briefing. So this is three or four different generals between one star and three stars briefing this congressional delegation of which I was a part. And I remember chuckling to myself because I had heard a variation of this briefing pretty much every year since 2001.
And it sounds like the movie War Machine because it starts out with these guys marching in with their entourage. And it ends the same way. The point is that this is just a cycling war, and you're exactly right. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with John Kiriakou, a guy who was on the ground in Afghanistan, a guy who blew the whistle on the CIA's torture program. He's the only person who went to jail. They want to keep what they did in our name quiet. We're not going to let that happen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to CIA whistleblower John Kiriakou. He wanted to tell people what he saw, not to expose secrets, but to let the American people know what was being done in their name. That's why it's very important that we not allow the U.S. Senate to shut down WikiLeaks. We cannot allow this. They're trying to shut down WikiLeaks as a hostile intelligence service. This movement is building. Julian Assange needs to be pardoned from the honey trap setup that was done to try to put him in jail. We need honest journalism. We do not need to shut down WikiLeaks for doing the same thing that the Washington Post did with Watergate, the same thing the New York Times did with the Pentagon Papers. And unlike the New York Times, unlike the Washington Post, they don't lie to us. They aren't tools of the government. They aren't part of the CIA's Operation Mockingbird. That's why they didn't shut down those organizations. That's why they went to shut down an independent organization that tells the truth. And later in the show, I'm going to talk about how the CIA created Google, created YouTube, the very instruments of censorship that we see being put against us right now. We're going to get back to John Kiriakou in just a moment, real quickly, because this is the way we fund our independent journalism here. This is the way we start the additional shows at InfoWars. That's the products that we sell to help you to support your health. We have a limited time flash special on Super Male Vitality. We've never had this deep a discount, 57% off. Take a look at the over 3,500 reviews that you'll see on our website at InfoWarsLife.com. It's got a 4.6 star average out of 3,500 reviews, and we have never had it discounted this much. Nearly 60% off. It's 57% off, and it will be selling out soon. Also, a couple of key supplements that you need for your health. Selenium, iodine, 45% off. As I pointed out before, when we look at people who have immune deficiency diseases, things like HIV or even diseases like Crohn's disease, we've seen studies that show that they have a deficiency in selenium. It is a key antioxidant. So it supports your immune system. It supports DNA production. It supports thyroid health and eyesight. The question is, what is the quality of your source? Our source, BioTrue Selenium, we call it BioTrue because it is made from 100% organic mustard seed. It's not synthetic. It's not fillers. It is 100% organic. That's why we call it BioTrue Selenium. 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. It supports healthy hormone levels. The CDC says iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. If you want to supplement the iodine, if you're not getting the minerals that you need out of your food, and that's very easy to happen. The soil conditions are depleted in most places, and it varies widely from place to place. If you want to supplement with iodine, this is a great pure source. Again, our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time only. Let's get back to John Kiriakou, the guy who went to jail so the American public would know what is being done in their name. Mr. Kiriakou, before we get into Afghanistan real quickly, something that we see over and over again, and we're going to be talking about a BLM agent who was at the center of the Bunkerville standoff, and of course, he was also doing things at Burning Man, which is going on right now 2 years ago. There was a lot of things that were being done in his, but then when they get caught doing this, they always delete the records, okay? Burn the records, burn the emails. And we see this now with the CIA. They've accidentally destroyed a 6,700-page Senate torture report. The CIA Inspector General's Office has said it mistakenly, quote-unquote, they put that in quotes from Mint Press, because we all know it wasn't mistakenly, destroyed its only copy of a comprehensive Senate torture report, despite lawyers for the Justice Department assuring a federal judge that copies of the documents were being preserved. Imagine that. The erasure of the document by the spy agency's internal watchdog was deemed an inadvertent, quote-unquote, foul-up by the Inspector General, according to Yahoo News. The 6,700-page report contains thousands of secret files about the CIA's use of enhanced interrogation methods, including waterboarding, sleep deprivation, and other aggressive interrogation techniques at black sites overseas. And when we look at this lawsuit, John, that was being conducted against the psychologist who got paid $80 million to train the CIA on how to torture, one of those defendants is dead, died from these enhanced interrogation techniques. Your comment on this disappearing Senate torture report.
Yeah, you know, about a year ago, the CIA asked a federal judge if it was allowed to destroy the report that it had. And the federal judge said no, that the report had to be maintained because the courts hadn't decided whether or not it was a releasable federal record. And so they were supposed to protect this report. Now, I left the CIA 13 years ago, but I can tell you, even 13 years ago, with 13-year-old technology, nothing was ever really deleted. Nothing was ever really destroyed. In fact, I remember my boss once writing a speech and then somehow accidentally deleting it. And he hard deleted it. It was gone. But what he did was he called two technical officers from the Counterintelligence Center. These are the guys that go over the computer hard drives of accused spies or people who are thought to be spies against the United States. And they're able to, you know, find things that are supposedly gone forever. And sure enough, they found his speech for him and they restored it to his hard drive. So for the CIA to say that this has been accidentally or inadvertently destroyed is a joke. It's a joke to me because nothing is ever destroyed fully. And there's no way this was inadvertent. I don't believe
it. It's like NSA whistleblower William Binney told us. He said, you can't ever protect anything from anybody that wants to. There is no encryption software that is going to protect your stuff. If they want it badly enough, if they will dedicate enough resources to it, if they will spend the time and money, they can get into anybody's information. They can get into anybody's hard disks, even if they physically steamroll these things. They will get that information from them. So, yeah, it hasn't been destroyed. It has been destroyed as far as we're concerned. They're not going to let that information go out. They'll do anything to hide it. They will jail you, the whistleblower. They will make a private settlement, and maybe they paid these guys more than they paid the psychiatrist who created the torture program. Let's talk about Afghanistan. Let's talk about this rinse and repeat, because as we went to break, we're talking about how, and many people, I think, need to see War Machine. We even played the trailer for it the other day. And, of course, that was based on Michael Hastings' report. They changed his name. They changed General McChrystal's name. Everybody else's name was pretty much the same in that. They had Obama. They had Hillary Clinton. But it shows this endless repeating cycle. It shows it in kind of a satirical way, the insanity of what we're doing in Afghanistan. Your comments about this revival that we see now happening with the military junta that's at the White House.
Yeah, one of the things that I wanted to say right before we went to break was that I've been in many of these briefings over the years with generals who are in charge of the war effort, and they always say the same thing. They always say that we're winning, and all they need is a little bit more time and another couple of billion dollars and another few thousand troops. And they've been saying this for 16 years. The problem is exactly what you said it is. The problem is that we don't know what the goal is. We don't know what the game is. If the goal was to destroy Al-Qaeda, well, then we won by early 2002. If the goal is nation building, well, then that's something that we ought to be debating as a country. That's something that should have been taken up in Congress, and it hasn't been. But we don't even know if the goal is nation building. Now, certainly President Trump has said that it is not nation building. But if it's not, then what is it? Why are we there in the first place?
Let me ask you, is it possible, John, that the purpose that really winning is remaining in place so that we can get the opium that's being grown there in record amounts and to get to the lithium and to the other rare minerals? Maybe that is what winning looks like, just right, occupying that country so that we can take those natural resources or cultivated resources in the case of the opium poppies.
And that is exactly what the press is not talking about. Now, that is a very, very important point you raise. One of the reasons why we don't really care that Afghanistan produces 93% of the world's opium is that most of that heroin goes to Iran and Russia. And we don't care if Iranians or Russians are addicted to heroin. We actually probably prefer that they are addicted to heroin because it makes them weaker. But it's these.
Yeah, going back to the CIA's program with LSD. You know, let's feed LSD to the other guys. But of course, we're awash with this stuff in the United States. We got an opium epidemic here in the United States as well.
We do. And, you know, if we're going to suffer, I think we want the Russians and the Iranians to suffer too. You raise another very important point, David, and that is the rare earth metals that have been discovered in Afghanistan. You know, many of these metals are used in everything from the manufacture of car bumpers to nuclear warheads. Yes. And most of the places that we are able to purchase these metals from are godforsaken places in Africa. How much easier would it be if we could control Afghanistan and just take those metals?
I think that's exactly it. They are vital to making a lot of this high-tech equipment work. That's why they're so incredibly expensive. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service to our country. JohnKiriakou.com. You can find out more information. We'll be right back with more news.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR, lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. As we see the firing of a missile over a Japanese island by North Korea, the media reports it as reckless, as aggressive, as the most dangerous incident we have had yet. And President Trump says Kim Jong-un's message has been received loud and clear. He warns that all options are on the table. This is getting incredibly provocative, what is being done by North Korea, flying a missile over one of the Japanese islands today in a quote-unquote test. A test of what? Test of an EMP? We shall see. Meanwhile, Trump is slammed by MSNBC for going to Texas so soon after Hurricane Harvey. They reported they spoke to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She confirmed the goal was to send the president to Corpus Christi, where Harvey came ashore before it drifted to the north and to the east. So the worst has already passed in Corpus Christi. The governor, Greg Abbott, will also likely be there. He is outspoken about that. And then MSNBC said this, according to IJR. They said, there have been some questions about whether it is appropriate for the president to travel to Texas so soon after the storm. Indeed, while the storm is still going on, because just of all the law enforcement resources it requires to move the president to and from a place like this. And of course, those would be the same people that criticized George W. Bush for not going soon enough to Katrina. Meanwhile, in Houston, it is still raining, and the rain is still accumulating. They're looking at perhaps about 50 inches after another 12 inches today. Houston's Attucks Dam is about to spill over, and as I point out, local outlets report the dam has been considered in critical condition for years. Concerns have emerged about the dam's control spillover function failing. Why is it that we have a failing infrastructure in places that are known to flood frequently, like Houston, like New Orleans? Our roads are crumbling. Our bridges are crumbling. We have President Trump saying he wants to get a $1 trillion infrastructure bill through. That's not going anywhere right now in Congress. That does nothing. But meanwhile, it's important to go back and look at the fact that in the 16 years we've been in Afghanistan, we have spent $1 trillion there. Not to build their infrastructure, to blow their country apart, to create more enemies, while we let our own country crumble. President Trump knew that when he was running for president. He knew it 6 years before he ran for president. He said, we need to get out of Afghanistan. We need to put America first. We need to rebuild America. We could rebuild things like the Houston Attucks Dam. But no, we are going to continue to blow up Afghanistan. We just talked to John Kiriakou. He said he has seen this thing over and over again. If you want to see it played out in a satirical method, watch the movie War Machine, based on Michael Hastings' book. Meanwhile, in Kabul, we have a suicide bombing, killing at least 5 people at a bank, only 500 yards from the American embassy there in Afghanistan. We had reports earlier this week that Tim Cook may be considering a political run because we've had Facebook executive Mark Zuckerberg getting increasingly political. And we're going to talk about why these corporations are involved in politics. Many of them were created by the CIA, by the Pentagon, and we're going to tell you about the report on that in just a moment. But perhaps he was there just to get a handout, just to get money, because a new data center in Waukee, Iowa, is creating 50 jobs. 50 jobs. In return, Apple is going to get $208 million in tax breaks. That's over $4 million per job created in Iowa. But of course, if you have a small business, you're not going to get anything from the government but a boot in the face. Tech giant Apple, who has the biggest cash reserves of any corporation, bigger than most countries take in a year. Of course, most countries are operating pretty much on a deficit because they got their central bankers running money. You could say he's got more money than the United States government because we've got a massive debt. Now, I don't think he's running for president. I think he's running for cash. That's why he is in Iowa. Meanwhile, we've got cops arresting more people for pot than for all violent crimes combined. All violent crimes combined. Think about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, 45% off. As I pointed out many times, there's no question that you need to have iodine and selenium in your diet. The iodine supplementation that we used to have in salt and in wheat has been taken out. So you need to look at your iodine levels. It supports healthy hormone levels. It supports a healthy metabolism, many other things. Selenium will support your immune system, your DNA production, your thyroid health, your eyesight. The only question is, are you going to get a good source of that, a good natural, pure, organic source of those supplements? Are you going to get something that is synthetic, something that has fillers in it? Our selenium is 100% organic. It is made from mustard seeds, and the iodine comes from a deep source iodine, our nascent iodine. And both of these are available right now at 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that is for a limited time only. And we really do appreciate your support.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's August 29th, 2017. I've been teasing this report for a while, and I want to finally get to it. How the CIA made Google. And just to put this in context, over the last couple of days, and Julian Assange knows this is coming, Donald Trump should be pardoning Julian Assange. This is a phony charge. He's been under house arrest in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for many years. WikiLeaks has not done anything that, as I said before, the Washington Post and New York Times haven't done except to cozy up to the government. The Washington Post and the New York Times are part of Operation the CIA's Operation Mockingbird. That's been exposed. It's common knowledge. I'm not going to go into Operation Mockingbird and how they took over the media in the United States. But that's why the Washington Post and the New York Times did not nobody there went to jail for breaking the Watergate information, for exposing the Pentagon Papers. We have respected freedom of the press. At the very least, at least that's what they told us. But we know that it was also, we don't know how free the press was, but we do know they had connections in high places. Real freedom of the press is coming from WikiLeaks, the people who never lie to us, the people who exposed the truth about Hillary Clinton, the people who told us the truth about what was being done in our name in these wars abroad. And Manning should have been pardoned. I disagree with President Trump. President Trump said, hey, I pardoned Sheriff Arpaio. That's exactly what should be done. That was a political persecution. President Trump should pardon the political prisoners in the Bundy Ranch standoff. He should commute the sentence of Ross Ulbricht, who was railroaded in a very unfair prosecution because the government does not want to have a free internet. They don't want to have Bitcoin. And we have to have a free internet. If we didn't have a free internet, if we didn't have WikiLeaks, we would not have a President Trump. Everybody who supports President Trump should understand that. And that's why the establishment, GOP, as well as the Democrats, are trying to shut down WikiLeaks. The U.S. Senate is trying to brand WikiLeaks a hostile intelligence service. This is coming from the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee. Julian Assange should be pardoned. They should leave that alone. We do have freedom of the press. And Julian Assange has been talking about how Ron Paul is being censored. He talks about how this is 1984, and it is. This is an attempt at social engineering. This isn't just turning off the ads. This isn't just isolating Ron Paul. They've told advertisers, they've labeled Ron Paul's discussions of foreign policy, Ron Paul's discussion of economic policy. They have told advertisers, you may not want to advertise on this, have ads served on this. You may not want to be associated with these videos. Just as they shut down the first week, they shut down the video where we talked about the pedophile government grooming kindergartners. I said it's not age appropriate to talk to kindergartners about any kind of sex, let alone this transgender agenda that they have. And so then they made my video discussion of that age inappropriate. And so you got to log in order to watch that. And that's the way they shut the information down, the way they cut the money off. And that's what they're doing to Ron Paul. That's what they're doing across the spectrum. Joy Villa was given 48 hours to delete her incredible MAGA song from YouTube, according to the Gateway Pundit. And, of course, she is the singer that went to the Grammys wearing a Make America Great Again dress. And we've interviewed her many times here on InfoWars. She said YouTube is censoring views on Kaya Jones's video. Yesterday it was 60,000. Now it is 53,000. She tweeted that out. She goes, what's going on? Now my MAGA video is being taken down. And then she said later, I put it back up. I refuse to be silenced. Make America Great Again. That's coming from Joy Villa. She claimed she had written consent from everyone in the video, yet YouTube claimed we cannot accept or review agreements granting consent before the video was uploaded. And we all know what they're doing. Cracking down on anybody that opposes not just their political agenda, but anybody that opposes the Washington establishment, the journalist establishment, the globalist elitist establishment, conservatives, Christians, Trump supporters, they're going to demonetize or suspend your accounts altogether. And it's not just them. It's Twitter. It's Facebook. It's these corporations who are now saying, we can censor you. And they're doing it. It's very clever the way the government has set this up with their corporate partners. And as I pointed out before, we've seen this happen in North Carolina. We had it with the debates as third parties. We would work very hard to get on the ballot. We would jump through hoops that the Democrats and Republicans exempted themselves from. And after all of that time, after all of that money and effort, we were excluded from the debates. Why? Because the debates are being run by a private party. See, if the government ran the debates, they wouldn't be allowed to exclude us under the First Amendment. But they can say, this is a private party, and you're not allowed to come. It's a club, and you ain't in it, as George Carlin said. And that's what we're seeing now. They're saying YouTube isn't a natural monopoly. YouTube is a club, and you ain't in it. You're not going to be allowed to have your information put out there. Well, where did this all come from? There's a story up on Zero Hedge, how the CIA made Google. And they said inside the secret network, behind the mass surveillance, the endless wars, and Skynet. They say Insurge Intelligence, a new crowdfunded investigative journalism project, breaks the exclusive story of how the United States intelligence community funded, nurtured, and incubated Google as part of a drive to dominate the world through the control of information. That's what this is about. That's why Alex Jones named his program decades ago, InfoWars. It is an info war. As Hillary Clinton said, it's an information war and we're losing it. But they're going to make sure that they turn this around. They want to dominate the world by controlling information. That means they have to control the internet. That means they have to shut down sources that are honest and independent, like WikiLeaks, like InfoWars, like Breitbart. Anybody that opposes this, Daily Caller, you name it, anybody that is independent that is going to oppose their predetermined agenda, they are going to shut it down or they're going to isolate it through their corporate masters. Google has the keys, the search engine keys. They can isolate your video with their search engine. They can isolate your articles, your website. They can demonetize you. They can do all of that on YouTube as well, and we're seeing them do that. They go on to say, seed funded by the NSA and the CIA, Google was merely the first among a plethora of private sector startups co-opted by U.S. intelligence to retain information superiority. These guys play the long game, folks. The origins of this ingenious strategy trace back to a secret Pentagon-sponsored group that for the last two decades has functioned as a bridge between the U.S. government and elites across the business, industry, finance, corporate, and media sectors. The group has allowed some of the most powerful special interests in corporate America to systematically circumvent democratic accountability and the rule of law and free speech, I'll add, to influence government policies as well as public opinion in the United States and around the world. The results have been catastrophic. NSA mass surveillance, a permanent state of global war, and a new initiative to transform the U.S. military into Skynet. And let me add something that is not in this report. When we looked at Jade Helm, one of the key things that stood out was geospatial intelligence, the fastest growing part of the intelligence services. When they talked about the fact, don't worry, we're not listening, we're not recording your phone conversations, we're not recording and keeping and storing your texts to people. Let me tell you something. When they say we're just looking at the metadata is far more important to them, far more important to them than your conversation. It is more easily digested by their automated processes, okay? With activity-based intelligence, with human domain analytics, they can look at what you were talking about, and they can, as they put out their propaganda, as they shut down independent voices with metadata, they can analyze how this narrative is working. They have to have feedback. They have to know if their new phony narrative is working, and that's the way they do it with the metadata. That is the most important part of this. We're going to talk about this full spectrum information war when we come back. Stay with us.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. I want to get back to the story about how the CIA made Google. I want to lay some foundation for the interview that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. That's with the wife of one of the victims of political prosecution associated with the Bundy Ranch standoff. And I want to tell you a little bit about the BLM agent who caused that, Dan Love. He's being investigated by a number of congressmen, by the inspector general, by a lot of people for criminal actions. But of course, that's not allowed to be talked about. He deleted a lot of information, but he didn't really need to worry about that. The judge would delete all the negative information about Dan Love. They would not allow that information to get to the jurors to influence that case. We'll be talking about that coming up. Before we do, real quickly, what funds this information war? And it is an information war. What I'm talking about here is the creation of Google by the CIA. And this was something that was deliberately done. They even call it an information war. They talk about how they want information superiority. They use their private corporations as instruments of censorship. It's economic censorship, but it's flat out censorship too. Let's not make any mistake about this. And they can avoid the First Amendment issues by saying this is their prerogative to do this. It's not your prerogative if you want to exercise your First Amendment rights, your religious freedom to decide who you want to serve, but it's Google's prerogative to decide who they want to serve. As I said before, it's a private club and you're not in it. If you want to get around that, if you want to fund the information war, if you want to fund independent media, the way to do that and the way we fund ourselves here, independent of the ads that Google does not allow us to serve, that Google does not allow us to accept, the way that we fund that is with the products that we sell that support your health. We have Super Male Vitality, 57% off now. We appreciate your support. And so we offer these discounts in appreciation of what you have done for us. This is for a limited time only to help support the broadcast, to get great products to you. We're giving you 57% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com for a limited amount of time. And, of course, if you go to our site, you can see 3,500 authentic reviews that are curated by an independent third-party review site. We have an unprecedented 4.6-star average out of 5.0. So 57% off Super Male Vitality. It has never been discounted that much. And as I've pointed out throughout the broadcast, you need to have certain minerals and vitamins. And so that's one of the reasons why we sell this, to supplement your health. You can get these things from food, but the food that's grown in the soil in many cases is depleted. And it varies quite a bit from place to place. That's why we used to have iodine added to salt and to wheat, and they're not doing that much anymore. The CDC says that iodine deficiency is one of four major deficiency diseases in the world. You can take care of your health, inform yourself as to what you need, understand that you need things like iodine to support your healthy hormone levels, a healthy metabolism, many other things. You need selenium to support your immune system, your DNA production, your thyroid health, your eyesight. We talk about its role in metabolism. We talk about its role as an antioxidant. We talk about the immune system. We're talking about the fact that studies have shown that people who have HIV and Crohn's have a low level of selenium. So make sure that you have the minerals that you need, the vitamins that you need. And one of the ways to do that is the products that we sell at InfoWars. And of course, we have an organic source of selenium. That's why we call it BioTrue. It's not synthetic, doesn't have fillers. It is produced from 100% organic mustard seed. 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 45% off. A very pure source of iodine to supplement your diet. Let's get back to the CIA, because I want to get to that and also talk about the Dan Love stories, as we've got Burning Man going on. He's at the heart of a Burning Man scandal that's coming up. And we'll talk about that with Andrea Parker. She's the wife of one of the people who's being persecuted in Nevada. As I was just reporting, this is a report that comes from InSurge Intelligence. It's a new crowdfunded investigative journalism project. And they have gone back and talked about the details. And part of this is in a Zero Hedge article. You can also look at the original report. I just want to give you an idea of some of the stuff that's in the report. One of the things that I would disagree with is when they say the group has allowed some of the most powerful special interests in corporate America to systematically circumvent our freedom of speech and information. They didn't allow it. They collaborated with these people. Let's understand. It's just like when we're talking about the schools, the gender expansive programs that are being pushed in North Carolina and California and across our country. If you're a parent and you don't realize this, you're not informed. Inform yourself about what these people are doing to you, what they're doing to your children. We see people react to this and say, wait a minute. The purpose of school is to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. You don't need to keep a kid in school for 12 years to teach that. They're keeping him there as part of a social conditioning thing. It's by design. And this that they're doing with Google, with these other corporations working together with the NSA and the CIA, that is by design too. They didn't allow it. They helped to fund it. They helped to create it. And they point out, as our governments push to increase their powers, InSurge Intelligence can now reveal the vast extent to which the U.S. intelligence community is implicated in nurturing the web platforms that we know today. See, they created things like Google. They even created the internet. That was a DARPA project. Linklater is the guy who did it. If you want a great expose of that, read the book, The Pentagon's Brain by, I can't remember her name, Annie Jacobson. She's been interviewed by Alex Jones. A great book talking about the origins of these things. That was created by a psychologist. Its purpose was to manipulate you. It's a rope-a-dope. It's to draw you in so they can then monitor and control you. That's the purpose of the internet. Now, we can take those tools and we can use them against them, but that was the purpose by design. They talk about this, the precise purpose of utilizing this technology as a mechanism to fight global information war, quote unquote. And that's information war. That's their term. That's why we call it an info war. It is an information war. Who is going to win it? Are you going to fight it? A war to legitimize the power of the few over the rest of us. This linchpin of the story is the corporation, Google, that in many ways defines the 21st century with its unobtrusive omnipresence. And I would say this. You look at the attributes of God, it's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He is all-powerful, omnipotent. I think maybe we need to put a little flag on Google and call it Godgle. That doesn't really come across. It's hard to say. But they're acting like God. And we got Uber that had their God view where they could look at everything that was happening with all of their drivers. That's what Google is. They've got all the qualities that they're trying to create for themselves that God has. Omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. And next, they want to control your transportation. It's not just enough to control what you see, to control what you think. And as I pointed out before, with geospatial intelligence, with the way that this information is being mined by the NSA and the intelligence services. They want to know, they have to close that feedback loop. They have to know if they're excluding information from you and then pushing their narrative out, is that working? And that's the way they do it with geospatial intelligence. But they're going to add more hooks into your life when they take over the transportation network. Government has wanted to control our movements from day one. They're always salivating about some silly bus program, some boondoggle tram program, and now they're finding a way to do it, working with the corporate masters who are giving them control over the information. In any war, this is an information war right now. They're going to use information to conduct war to control your transportation. These same companies like Google, okay? People say, David, you're obsessed with talking about transportation. I'm not obsessed. They are. They're the ones who are obsessed with controlling every aspect of our life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We
We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. We're going to be talking to the wife of one of the Bunkerville defendants, someone who has already been acquitted of most of the charges, who has stood trial twice. There's a few charges that they had a hung jury on in both of these trials. So we're going to talk to the wife about the ordeal that they've gone through. Is there going to be another prosecution? Is there a limit to the number of prosecutions that they can do there? One of the things that happened in this trial, and we've seen the same thing happen in the trial of Ross Ulbricht, who was accused and convicted of running Silk Road. In that particular case, they had federal agents who had taken control of Silk Road, who used that control to steal nearly $1 million. The jury was not told that these people had control of the website. They were not allowed to know about the criminal actions of the people who were running the investigation. In the same way, the people who are in Bunkerville are not allowed to know about the criminal actions of the man who created that conflict. And he's had other issues with a lot of people. And so there are reports that are being done about Dan Love with a BLM, the agent in charge, special agent in charge of all government land in Utah and Nevada. Very well known in both places. People are chafing under the bit of this petty tyrant. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background of this guy before we go to Andrea Parker, wife of Eric Parker. The House Committee on Natural Resources Chairman Rob Bishop asked the government watchdog Wednesday, this is last week, for an unredacted version of a report showing that a senior law enforcement manager used his position for preferential treatment and threatening coworkers. And I can tell you that it's not just coworkers that this guy was threatening. That's why they had the situation in Bunkerville. The Department of Interior's Inspector General released a report in January detailing how the unnamed Senior Bureau of Land Management official, the BLM, and people get that BLM confused with Black Lives Matter. Now, this is the other BLM, ensured that his family received special treatment during 2015's Burning Man in Nevada. And, of course, that's happening right now as we speak. Great timing here. Local news outlets reported the agent's name as Dan Love. They've outed this guy. The local reporters have. And it's interesting that the Department of Interior has not had a permanent inspector general since 2009. Now, with the Trump administration, they do. It's also interesting, isn't it, when we go back and look at the State Department, who had no inspector general as soon as Hillary Clinton got involved with that. So Hillary Clinton gets in the State Department. They have no attorney. They have no inspector general to look at corruption internally. We don't want them looking at Hillary Clinton's corruption. And the same thing with the Department of Interior under Barack Obama. This is the kind of thing that we came to see on a regular basis by these people. Now, what did he do? He put the squeeze on Burning Man, for example. Let's just focus on Burning Man. And this is from an RGJ.com report. They say the U.S. Bureau of Land Management agent, Dan Love, who violated federal ethics rules at Burning Man in 2015, also violated federal security rules when he twice had another employee delete any emails that could, quote, get him in trouble. Oh, sounds just like Hillary Clinton as well, right? Get rid of the inspector general. We can hide all this stuff. Don't worry, Dan. The judge will hide anything that you did that was criminal once it comes to court. That's the way they're working here. The agent, Dan Love, also mishandled evidence from a criminal case by giving valuable rock formations collected illegally from a national park to fellow employees, said the report. And when we look at this, we have to understand that the 1906 Antiquities Act was set up to preserve Indian antiquities. And using the minimum amount of land available for antiquities like that or something like Devil's Tower. And yet Barack Obama used that to take 550 million acres of Western land, misusing that. And so here's a guy who is supposed to be the agency that protects all that stuff. See, Barack Obama takes a half a billion acres of land. He puts it under the care of people like Dan Love, and then Dan Love takes the antiquities, and you won't believe what he did with them. An investigation by the Reno Gazette Journal in 2015 found that Love and other BLM officials asked Burning Man to provide $1 million VIP compound at the event in 2015. The compound was to be complete with flushing toilets, 24-hour access to ice cream, including Choco Tacos, for BLM officials. This is the privilege. These are the perks. This is the power. This is the corruption that comes with unlimited government. Around the same time, the investigation published, the BLM received two requests for documents pertaining to the Burning Man event that year. It said Love immediately instructed a subordinate to show him any emails, quote, that could be bad, according to the report. He asked the subordinate to, quote, scrub the emails, which the subordinate took to mean delete. In February 2016, former Congressman Jason Chaffetz from Utah, then chairman of the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, wrote to the BLM requesting documents pertaining to Love, but they stonewalled him. They gave him no documents. Again, Love instructed his subordinate to, quote, use the same process as before, unquote, delete or show Love anything deemed inappropriate. Two other employees told investigators that Love was, quote, fully aware his subordinate was deleting emails, unquote. Love told one of the employees that BLM director, Deputy Director Steve Ellis, had been disgusted by unprofessional emails from Love about one of the matters under congressional inquiry. A year later, Chaffetz again wrote to the BLM after another misconduct report detailed Love's ethics violations when he used his position to get his family and his girlfriend into Burning Man in 2015. He influenced the hiring process for a friend, and he tried to intimidate coworkers into lying to investigators. He also, and this is what I'm talking about with the antiquity stuff, he also mishandled evidence stored in the BLM's Salt Lake City office. It included thousands of, and I'm not sure how you pronounce this, M-O-Q-U-I, Moki marbles, distinctly rounded rock formations collected illegally from a national park, valued together at between $160,000 and $520,000 on the retail market. He displayed them on his desk. He told coworkers they could remove these marbles from the evidence room. On one occasion, he gave a contractor marbles, and he told the contractor, if you ever got in trouble with law enforcement, I know a lot of people in a lot of places. And so these local news reports that are coming out of Salt Lake City and elsewhere are talking about how the Bureau of Land Management agent handed out confiscated Moki marbles like candy. This is absolutely amazing, the corruption. All right, without further ado, let's get to Andrea Parker. She is a 34-year-old wife and mother of two, and her husband is now, I think, about to stand trial a third time for what should not be even a first trial. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Parker.
Thank you for having me.
I want to ask you, first of all, what happened with the hung jury and the charges. How many charges is your husband now facing trial again for a third time? Or have they re-brought that up to try him again?
We find out for sure on Thursday. And oh, okay. He's facing four charges, assault of a federal officer and the 924C that goes along with that charge, threatening a federal officer and the 924C that goes with that charge. So see, he is still facing 32 years mandatory minimum with the two 924Cs that he's still facing.
That's amazing. How many times, if they choose to go after him a third time, do you know how many times can they keep coming after somebody with a hung jury? Is there a limit?
I don't know that there's a limit, but I believe we've looked up and like the John Gotti case went five times. I've heard five and six. So.
Wow. That is amazing. And we've got about a minute or so, but we're going to have you in the next section as well. What was the difference between the first and second trial? Because we saw each of the four defendants had 10 charges against them, and two of the defendants were acquitted of all 10 charges. Your husband was evidently acquitted of 6 of the 10 charges. What was the difference between the first and second trial?
The second trial, we were not allowed to have a defense at all. Eric Parker was actually thrown off the stand during his testimony for saying his main focus was up and to the right. So in the second trial, we had almost no defense at all. Only two witnesses were allowed to testify in front of the jury, and that was Eric Parker and Scott Drexler.
That was a thing that got me so angry when I was on vacation that I shot a Periscope on it. I could not believe that somebody who is looking at what is essentially life in prison, 30 some odd years, is not allowed to speak in his own defense. He's not allowed under the rules of that judge to talk about anything that the government did or to offer, even call people in defense of his own life. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Andrea Parker.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. We're talking to Andrea Parker. She's the wife of Eric Parker. Appropriate that we're listening to The Great Escape. As the trailer goes,
escaped, recaptured, escaped, recaptured. And we're seeing these people who have continually been, they're acquitted or have a hung jury on these charges. They keep coming and coming and coming. These ruthless Nazis who are running our country, who want to shut down every expression of freedom, who are trying to persecute people. We're going to talk about what happened to this trial real quickly before we get back to Andrea. I want to talk about our sales because that's what supports our program. That's what supports InfoWars, the independence that we have from Google and Facebook and Twitter, the people who are trying to shut down this information. And we talked about how that is being done. You know how that's being done. You're seeing all these different sources, these different channels being demonetized, being purged completely. We have to get independent of them. And you have to get independent of the food supply as well, not just the information they're feeding you, but the food they're feeding you, in many cases, is depleted of vitamins and minerals because of different soil conditions. That's why people take supplements. And the question is not whether or not you should take supplements. It's which ones you need and what the sources are going to be. Are they going to be good sources? Are they going to be organic sources? Or are they going to be synthetic sources of questionable origin and fillers? That's what we sell here is BioTrue Selenium. And we call it BioTrue because it is made from 100% organic mustard seed. You can look up and see if you need selenium. We talked about how it plays a key role in metabolism. It's a powerful antioxidant. We see people with a lot of diseases, with HIV and Crohn's disease, having very low levels of selenium. So it supports your immune system. It supports DNA production. It supports thyroid health and eyesight. And you can get a BioTrue source of this. GMO-free, all-natural, organic source of selenium for 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, nascent iodine. The CDC says iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. You can get Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine made from a very pure, deep source of crystal iodine. You can get that now at 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And also, for a limited time, in a flash special, we have Super Male Vitality, one of our first products, and you can read the thousands of reviews on an independent third-party site, and you can see that it got an unprecedented 4.6 out of 5 reviews there. That's 57% off for Super Male Vitality, the deepest we have ever discounted that product at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to go back to Andrea Parker and her husband. Eric Parker is the one that you see, the iconic photo of the individual on the ground, up on the overpass there as there was a standoff down below in the wash. He was above. There's the picture. There's a rifle that's aimed between the concrete barriers. We're going to talk about that rifle there. We're going to talk about how that was spun at the trial. And, of course, Andrea, as we see that, I think that's a very interesting part about the way this judge overplayed her hand and her partiality in this. You know, we have our right in a trial. When the government accuses us of something, we should have an impartial judge. We should be able to call witnesses in our defense. They shut that down for your husband and for the others. We should be able to confront the accusers. That would be the government. And we should be able to question what they did. But that was put off limits. No discussion was allowed about the BLM. No discussion was allowed by the agent in charge, Dan Love. That's why I went through that long introduction to this interview, to get people to understand the character of that man who is now under investigation after we finally have an inspector general in the Department of Interior. But we were not allowed to confront or to question our accusers. And even when the people who took those programs, you can see those pictures, some of them were kneeling down on the concrete barrier. And the prosecution said, were you afraid? And they said, yes. But then the obvious question, and the defense counsel came back and said, well, who were you afraid of? Because that should be a key answer. Were you afraid of the guy that you were kneeling down beside? Or were you afraid of the people on the other side of the wall that were pointing weapons at you and were threatening over a loudspeaker to shoot? That's what we saw down at the wash. I was reporting on that as a reporter. But that's what we saw, but they were not allowed to talk about that. And when your husband took the stand, tell us what happened.
in the first trial, they were asked if they were in fear. And in the second trial, they only were allowed to ask the federal agents if they were in fear. And they would say, yes, they were in fear of Eric and the men with guns. They were not allowed to ask any civilian if they were in fear. And Eric was not allowed to talk about the snipers that he knew were trained on him or the reason he got down or the reason he went there. So when Eric took the stand, he was so restricted on what he could say. I remember one answer was, what brought you there? And he said, well, I was concerned about things. That was what he was allowed to say. He wasn't allowed to talk about the snipers.
He was concerned about things? About things?
Things. Yes.
Okay. Things. Things, names that we will not be allowed. He who shall not be named. Dan Love and others. It's amazing. It's amazing. The gag orders. Tell us what it's like to witness your husband on trial now at least twice, with a life sentence in the balance and knowing that this government will do anything they can to rig the process to punish the people that they're angry with. Tell us what that was like as you watched this, just your personal feelings about this.
I know that I was shocked going into the second trial. I was shocked in the first trial with the judge moving for the prosecution every time. Going into the second trial, they stacked the jury against us. They prevented any defense that we had. They would not let us call witnesses that the government called during the first trial. We weren't allowed to call Dennis Michael Lynch or Hugh Gorgone. And the way I looked at it is they literally prevented anything. And we still were able to come out with an 11-1 for acquittal on the few charges and a lot of acquittals on the other charges. So I'm happy with the jury trial. I don't know what else they can throw at us. And I can't believe they're wasting the taxpayer dollars to do this yet again.
Well, it's a vendetta, isn't it? And I think your husband was a key part of this. He was the one that took the trial and they censored him and told him he had to step down. Is that correct?
Yes.
And when I heard about that had happened to somebody there, it made me absolutely furious to know, because I already knew from talking to Sherry Duvalli at Readout News. She was there every day covering the trial. We've had her on multiple times to talk about what was happening there. And we knew how they were railroading this. We knew what a kangaroo court this was with Judge Navarre. She ought to be impeached, quite frankly. And if there's any justice, just as Sheriff Arpaio was pardoned by President Trump for political persecution, these people should also be pardoned for political persecution. Let's make no doubt about the fact that they are political prisoners here. This is a government that has rigged this trial in every way possible. And what happened, I think, your husband was the key to this, as he was there testifying on his own behalf because they restricted the number of witnesses, the people that he could call in his defense. They kept him from confronting his accusers. And as he was on the stand, as soon as he said something that mentioned the BLM or something, she took him off the stand. And as Sherry Duvalli reported, there was astonishment on the part of the jurors. At that point, there was no doubt that this was a railroaded trial, and I think that's why 6 of the 10 charges against him ended in acquittal. And as you point out, there's only one juror who was hanging out, and that's why they wound up with a hung jury trial. But do you believe that that's the point at which this trial backfired on this corrupt government?
Absolutely. I believe the jurors, the people, believe they were being lied to. And they went from an 8-4 for acquittal during the first trial for Eric to an 11-1 on four charges and full acquittal on the rest. So they're losing. No matter what they try to do here, they're trying to stack everything against, and they're only getting worse outcomes. So I don't know what they could possibly do to us in the next trial.
Well, I certainly hope that justice prevails, and that's one of the reasons why we have a jury system. And I just want to say to people that you have to understand how important a jury system is. You have to understand how our government is rigging it with a bunch of phony charges to make sure that people will do a plea to a lesser charge. And we don't have very many trials that go to a jury trial. But, of course, in this instance, they're coming after these defendants with such long prison sentences that, of course, they're going to have a jury trial. As a juror, you need to be looking at not only the facts of the case, but whether or not this is a just law, whether or not the law is being applied in a reasonable fashion. That's what a fully informed jury does. But even when they rig it, like this judge did, we can still have people who look at this and understand they're being lied to, they're being deceived by the judges. Thank you so much for joining us, Andrea Parker, wife of Eric Parker, and we certainly hope that there will not be a third trial, and we hope that there will be justice done, that this will be dismissed by the next jury. Thank you so much for joining us. That concludes our Real News broadcast. Stay with us for the Alex Jones Show. We're going to have another person, a victim of political persecution. Sheriff Joe Arpaio will be joining Alex Jones in the Alex Jones Radio Show following this broadcast.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.